Mark Gehrig of the National Weather Service in Sullivan says damage does indicate a tornado touchdown with speeds of around 100 miles per hour.
I have more to look at, but it's at least the EF1 tornado, which is 86 to 110 miles per hour.
The Case Tractor plant on Highway 11 in Sturtevant was heavily damaged by the tornado. South Shore Fire Chief Bill Boma says the twister tore a couple of holes in the roof.
At least one. We've been told that there's probably another hole also in the eastern part of the southeastern part of the building as well. So I would say in the area that we initially went in, we had a hole that was approximately 300 square feet.
The plant was also damaged by water when the sprinkler system went off, and several vehicles in the plant's parking lot were damaged. Two people were injured, one in the plant and one in the parking lot. Both suffered minor injuries. A barn behind the home near the Case plant was destroyed by the tornado. It's owned by Norm and Phyllis Miller, and their son, Racine County Board Supervisor Bob Miller, was in the home when the tornado tore through.
I looked out and saw a very large swirl, a lot of debris. And as quickly as it came, it was gone. And then I looked up and the barn was flattened. I also noticed during the swirl that there was something on the roof, and a corner of the roof was taken off. So, but we feel very lucky that it didn't hit the house harder.
The storm also caused damage in Kenosha County, destroying a six-car garage. In Racine, Janet Hoff for the Wisconsin Radio Network.